Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyson and Emmy with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane's Victoria Barracks is seeing high-level support to be opened up to the public and in becoming part of the city's sport and entertainment precinct. Queensland's Deputy Premier Stephen Miles said, quote, development of the barracks could see a connection to Roma Street Parkland, which would improve connectivity from Suncorp to the new Cross River Rail Station and Brisbane Arena. Brisbane Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner has also suggested that all levels of government develop a plan for the barracks. An audit of defence property holdings is due to be completed by the end of the year.
Median house prices across southeast Queensland have topped $2 million. The latest Domain House Price Report shows that Surrey Paradise House rose 70% last financial year and 91.3% over the past 5 years, with a median sale price of $2.42 million. Brisbane suburbs Hipmuton and New Farm both reached medians of $2.3 million. Sunshine Coast real estate agent Tom Overman said the region was going for a strong spring selling season, but quoted, there's nowhere near enough stock to satisfy the appetite.
In national news, Rupert Murdoch is set to step down from his role as chairman of Fox and News Corp, with his son Lachlan due to fill his shoes. Murdoch informed his staff of the decision in a letter in which he said, quote, the time is right to take on different roles, and that he is still in good health. The 92-year-old also stated that in his new position as chairman emeritus, he would still be, quote, involved every day in the contest of ideas.
Threats to Australia bee population increase, including rainbow mites. Tasmania Pollination Service is trying to send out 2 million hoverflies to pollinate carrot crops in December. Mick Plummer from Tasmania Pollination Service said the flies will work similar to bees on the crop, but will end up absorbing bees, especially creating pressure on bees' growth. Dr. Raylia Rowbottom, a researcher with Seed Purity, said, quoted, they can do exactly the same amount of pollination in the system that we have tested so far as the bees do.
In international news, Poland has announced that it will no longer be sending weapons to Ukraine while a diplomatic dispute over Kyiv's grain exports continues. The announcement comes a day after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Warsaw of acting in Russia's interest by banning Ukrainian grain imports. Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki stated in response to Zelensky's comments, quote, I am warning Ukraine's authorities because if they are to escalate the conflict like that, we will add additional products to the ban on imports into Poland. Ukrainian authorities do not understand the degree to which Poland's farming industry has been destabilized.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au to read more.